Yud Beis Iyar, the 17th, which is the very bottom of page Kuf Ches, which is the conclusion of the 20th parak, and he really summarizes what the 19th and the 20th were, which is interesting because you don't necessarily see it while you're in it. But you look at the last sentence here. Perek Hakodim Biraru Ketzad Mezgala Kol Olam Hazel Lamamin Katsir Gadol Shel Midos Yichudus Baruch. In the previous parak, we clarified how the entirety of Olam Hazel reveals itself, or is revealed to a believer, like a big picture, a big image, a big vivid depiction of the greatness of Hashem's Midos and His infinitude, His oneness. That was the whole parak about Tzior, which is the whole of Avodah Emunah, is bringing it home that way. And now what's been combined to this is a clear picture of Olam Haba, which is reward or punishment. All of a human being's life is about what he does here and what that creates for him in schar or onish afterward. And that's complete avoda and emuna. So really this section, which he called emuna v'yira, and he introduced it by saying it's a little frightening. And the main point was that you can't have emuna without yira. It's not that emuna comes first and then yira, but yira is the driving home of emuna. What he's revealing to us now is that's really the Maimon's perspective in Olam Haba. There's a Muna about Olam Hazeh, and there's a Muna about Olam Haba. Muna and Olam Hazeh is seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the universe in which we live. And Muna and Olam Haba is seeing Hashem's system of Schar Va'onesh, because real Schar Va'onesh is predicated on the human being in this world. This is just a temporary playing field, but the real...
This is going to be revealed in Olam Haba that it was a Schar Va'onesh.
It's the belief in that. It's relating to the concept of Olam Haba. A person sees Hashem, he sees nature as Hashem's wisdom and it functions, and that means Hashem is one. But he doesn't have a picture of Olam Haba. So then he believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who created amazing things, but he doesn't really believe in man's connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole connection of man to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that you can earn great reward, but that has to come with the potential for the opposite. And that really, I think it's a deep idea, that really is based on believing Olam Haba. If you only believe in Olam Hazeh, then the reward and punishment system doesn't work right. There's tzaddikim who suffer, and so on. So he's saying that's really why Yira. What is Yira? It's a state of being worried about how I'm doing vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expectations. That's very much related to Olam Haba. So seeing Hashem in all of nature and in the Chachma of the world and the Torah we study, that was the 19th parak. And believing vividly and firmly in the system of Schar Va'onesh and feeling that in our lives is really the belief in Olam Haba. That's the way he frames it, which is fascinating way to think about things. The Chovos Lavovos talks about Emuna with regard to this world and Emuna with regard to the next. He's really elaborating on
that. Score what's going to be.
And feeling that you're in the system. Yeah, in the game. I think that's a Torah Shlema to think about. So here's one more perek on Emunah. Perek Esra V'Acha 21. Siyum Pirkei Emunah. It's really, what we're learning needs a lot of digestion. It needs not light reading. It really needs to be thought about. Emunah Olam Hazeh, Emunah Olam Haba, Tzior, Schar Va'onesh. These are big concepts. Acharei Asher Kasabnu Be'ezras Hashem. It's called Tokif. It's a play on the words in the Megillah. It says Danny wrote it. It's called Tokif. Now that we've written Baruch Hashem, or with Hashem's help, it's called Tokif Emunah Sein HaKadosh, like the magnitude and strength of our Emuna. Hinenu L'Sayim Prokem Ela B'Skira Al Madrego Seo. So we're going to finish these chapters with a glance at its madrigos. Like, what are the different levels of Emuna? Haskalasa behester v'sofa giloi. Reishisa l'kabal v'lismoch, acharisa l'das v'liras. It begins with hiddenness, it ends with revelation. It begins with accepting and relying, and it ends with knowing and seeing. Meaning, the beginning of it is you just accept what you're told and don't question. At the end, you know it for yourself. It's been confirmed. You have to see what it means.
Haskalah is the revealing, and it's Haskalah.
No, it starts. Haskalah means the beginning is behester, is in hiddenness. The end is in revelation. I believe he means in terms of what we see of Hashem. At the beginning, it's not so clear. I don't see it, but I accept it anyway. Later, I see it out in the open. At the beginning, I have to accept and rely. Later, I'm able to confirm it for myself. Bitzir, in an image, an example. Hayelad somech al horev ha-metzayes lahem. A child relies on his parents and listens to them. Without understanding the reason for their demands, or what they're derish from him. His gaber sichlo bekirvo, and his intelligence gets stronger within him. He understands their conduct, the way they led him, and sees its benefit. Exactly like this, bereshis tzadenu. In our beginning steps, hinenu somchim al horenu v'raboseinu al kabbalas torosein. We rely on our teachers, on our rebbeim, and on our tradition of the Torah. V'al hergish halochish lanu k'yesh elokim ba'olam. And a feeling that whispers to us that there's a God in the world. What he means by that is, yeah, some of it is just obeying what I'm being told, and some of it is a weak sense. I have a hergish that's whispering to me. A feeling whispering to me is different from a firm confirmation that's screaming from the mountaintops. It's a sort of a weak connection. In Enu Darshan Brayos Alkach, we don't demand proofs to this. That's what we call Amuna Pshuta. You just accept it. Ve'inenu meshabdim regesh zeh labisa sichli, and we don't enslave, we don't demand from this feeling a basis that's from seichel. A little child, you tell him is Hashem, he doesn't say, well, you know, give me a logical proof. He just, this is the way it is. This is what our Torah teaches us. It was given our Sinai, period. We're not supposed to demand a whole discovery seminar to prove it. It's a Emunah Pshuta, and it's supposed to go through that process. Vervosa itim, as time goes on, uves gaber sechleinu, when our sechel gets stronger, hinu roim esa emes ha'atzmas, we see the truth itself, ves ha'achreach ha'pnimi sheba emunah, and the inner necessity of emunah. It must be so. It's not just because I was told it's so. I see it. And then what previously was emuna becomes knowledge. Knowledge is something you know. Faith, by definition, means there's some leap, there's something that I don't know. So what was faith becomes knowledge. And it's a revelation in the heart. It's clear to my heart now. I don't need anyone else to tell it to me. Right. I mean, it's like this even in smaller things within Avodas Hashem. You start learning. Rebbe tells us that Kiva Eger was the great, the Godel. If you learn one thing from Kiva Eger, you don't necessarily know that. But once you've learned a lot, I don't need my Rebbe to tell me that he was a great person. That's on a micro level. But have we then stopped to believe? So something that used to be belief, and now I know it, so there's no more room for belief. I used to take it as a matter of faith, now it's been confirmed to me, I see it myself. So it's something I know, so does that mean I stop believing? Lo, no. Amunah hakodemas havkal yediyah. The prior emuna has turned to knowledge. Ach ba'ofek chayenu haruchniyim b'Torah, hinenu mavchine b'tofaos chadoshos she'enenu mavinim osan, v'alenu l'isyachas aleyen b'emunah. But in the horizons of our, in our spiritual horizons in Torah, I'm not 100% sure why he uses those words. Not sure I understand what he means 100%, but what I understand that he's saying is we experience new manifestations, new things that we don't understand, and those things we have to approach with emunah. I mean, I don't know if this is what he means, but a simple example is there's some things in our lives that have been confirmed. We see HaKadosh Baruch. You don't have to prove to me that the universe...
He's not talking about Bechira, but
it's a similar mashal, the Nekudas HaAmunah. But every person has their Nekudas HaAmunah. Beneath that, everything is clear to him. Uh-huh. And above that, requires faith. So, there are people who see HaKadosh Baruch who must have designed the universe. There's a designer. That's clear to them. How do they deal with suffering? Difficult questions about what's happened to Am Yisrael. So to the great tzaddik, it's also clear. There are people who stood in Auschwitz and had no doubts and no. They saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that would be a level above most people.
I can see. I'll find out when I get there.
Right. Ayin lo ra, so no one's in there. You can't really have a knowledge of that, or a regular person can't have a knowledge. I don't know exactly why he says, ba'ofik chayin ha'ruchniyim ba'torah, because it's not, to me, if I understand it right, it's not only in your spiritual lives in Torah, it's also in the world. The things, I mean, if he means more along the lines of Sid, it's a little easier to understand. He means in concepts within Torah, there are things that require more faith. But Ad Asher Nis'ala Od Yoser BaTorah, until he elevates more in Torah, V'namik Od V'Sechleinu, until we elevate more in Torah, and we deepen in our Seichel, V'nizke Lama Gamami Tosan Shel Tofo Seilu, and we're Zocha to confirm the truth of those manifestations. Again, I'm not sure why he calls them manifestations either. But I understand the basic concept. V'tehafech shuv emunaseinu l'gilui b'lev. And again, what prior was emuna becomes revelation. So this is the constant process of thing. I mean, it's like growth in anything. It was what was above me, then you clinch it, and now it's not above you. So there's what was emuna, then you clinch a yediyah there, and now emuna goes to other areas. So basically out of time, but he says that's the process of a moon. It starts as hidden and ends revealed. It starts as just accepting and it ends with confirmation. And you go to the next level.
We're working on ourselves to elevate our Nakuda.
Yeah.